From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, told reporters early Thursday the U.S. and Russia must intervene at the highest level to revive stalled proximity talks between Damascus and the opposition. He said that would bolster the cessation of hostilities, which he described as barely alive.
In the last 48 hours, we have had an average of one Syrian killed every 25 minutes, one Syrian wounded every 13 minutes. But what we need to do and to hear is that the cessation of hostilities is salvaged and that the cessation of hostilities is saved from a total collapse. It's still there. It's still there because many areas is still there, but is in great danger.
The minister has said he hoped the talks could resume next month, but only after a reduction of fighting that jeopardizes a two-month U.S.-Russia brokered cessation of hostilities. The uptick in fighting has also slowed aid deliveries. The UN Cultural Organization said Wednesday the ancient Syrian city Palmyra retains much of its authenticity, despite extensive damage sustained at the hands of Islamic State fighters. The assessment came after UNESCO officials completed a two-day inspection of the ancient ruins. They found considerable damage to many of the museum's statues and other artifacts that were too large to be removed for safekeeping. A soldier suspected of killing 11 people at a military barracks in the Atlantic Ocean archipelago of Cape Verde has been arrested after a 24-hour manhunt. The suspect, identified as Manuel Silva, was arrested Wednesday in the capital Prio while driving a stolen taxi. The government, which declared 2 days of national mourning, said he allegedly killed 8 soldiers and 3 civilians for personal reasons.